It is the fall season, or almost, and a lot of you are putting up your houses for sale, which is a great time of year still to be doing that, okay? But a lot of you are having open houses soon, and you may be wondering, well, what do I need to do? What things do I need to focus on when it comes to the open house? Because I know I'm going to be rushing around just to get things ready to go. So in this week's episode, I'm going to share with you some 5 open house tips to help you get your house ready for those buyers to come in. Hi, it's Kasha McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. So I have an idea for a digital course, and I call it the Decluttering Your Home in a Weekend to Sell Your House Faster. And I'm going to teach you what is considered clutter, the different techniques you can use, plus my favorite technique, and how to keep it at bay. You'll gain control over the clutter in your home to get your house ready to sell without feeling overwhelmed or confused about your next steps. So I'm so excited to offer this because I'm going to give deep discounts, half price, to the first 10 people who are interested in taking this 3-day course over a weekend. We start on a Friday with a live online meeting, then share 2 lessons on Saturday and Sunday, and then meet live again on Monday to discuss any problems you had. If this is something you need, DM me on Instagram or Facebook at Blue Diamond Staging and Design, or send me an email, kasia@bluediamondstaging.com. That's kasia@bluediamondstaging.com. Now, if you didn't know, decluttering is the most common home improvement that agents recommend to sellers at a whopping 93%. And if you don't know where to begin, I can show you so that buyers come to your home and make an offer. Let me know if you're interested in this offer of decluttering your home in a weekend to sell your house faster. Again, I will sell it to the first 10 people who sign up at 50%. Let me know. Hello and welcome to another Creative Home Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Kasha McDaniel, and this week I want to talk to you about open houses because a lot of you are going to be dealing with that. So you've staged your house, you've gotten it ready, you've cleaned it all up, the pictures are all taken, and now you're just waiting for those buyers to come running into your house and make an offer, right? Well, yes. But there's one last thing that I know you're probably going to be antsy about when it comes to the open house. And I just want to share some tips. I'm going to share with you 5 open house tips on last minute things that you can do to get your house ready and really help your real estate agent out, because they've got a lot of work to do when they come in to do your open house. They've got to put the signs out. They got to do the marketing. They should not be doing these type of things to get your house ready, because you've already done the hard work. You've moved everything around, right? So now it's just the final thing of what you need to do to get it ready. Okay, so let's go into these tips. Number one, please make the beds. Oh my gosh, I actually had one realtor tell me that she came into a house to get it all ready and for the open house and whatnot, and the bed wasn't even made in the master bedroom. I'm like, seriously? That's not their job to be doing that. So please help your real estate agent out and make your beds. Put the pillows up. You know, pull the covers, you know, make it all nice and neat, you know, kind of like we did for the pictures. Yeah, same idea. Make that bed, okay? So number one, please, please, please get those beds made. If your kids can't make their bed, please, you know, get that done for them as well. But please just make the beds, okay? That's the first thing, all right? Number two is open all the windows. Like, not like the windows, like physically open the windows and let the air conditioning out. No. I'm talking about open the curtains, open the blinds, get all that natural light back in that room. This is not meant to be a cave, okay? You want it to be bright and cheery and open. Even if it is raining outside, cats and dogs, you know, open up all those windows. Open up those curtains, get all the light in there, you know, again, I know some of your kids may want to be living in there like a cave, but not for the open house. You need to open up all those curtains and blinds, okay? Number two that kind of goes along with it is turn on all the lights, okay? Yes, I know it's going to be daytime when they do this open house. It's probably going to be like 1 o'clock in the afternoon or something or whatever it is, okay? Turn on all those lights, especially in the kitchen. If you have some under cabinet lighting, just to show that off, any other special lighting that you may have that your real estate agent probably doesn't know about, because heck, they got other houses they have to market and sell, right? So do yourself a favor and help a real estate agent out and turn on all of the lights in your house, okay? They can turn it off when they leave, all right? But there's probably, if there's a special light out on the porch or in your closet, if you have a master closet, you know, turn on that pretty chandelier, okay? Yes, I know it's electricity, I get it, but you need to show off all of the lighting, make it bright, just like we opened up all those window curtains and blinds, now we're turning on all the lights. Because again, your real estate agent is going to be running around trying to go, okay, what else do I need to do? They shouldn't be doing that. They should be getting there, ready with their paperwork, be ready to greet the buyers that come into your house, not be running around to figure out, now, where's the light for this thing again? So yeah, bonus room, same thing. All of those rooms, all right? So help a real estate agent out, all right? Okay. The next thing to do is, oh yeah, open and unlock doors. So if you have a door, I'm not saying you're going to open it up, but at least unlock any special doors that you have, like especially to your porches, any decks that you may have, anything, you know, things like that. Obviously, if you have like a safe in your house, you're not going to unlock that because that you're taking that with you. But the room that it goes into, if there, you know, if there's like a, that'd be really cool if they had a house, you know, a house had like a safe room, a cool room, a hidden room type of thing. Open that up too, okay? There's not very many of you that would have that. But if you do, that's such a coolness factor. Oh my gosh. But yes, but open all the doors to the bedrooms. Open up all the doors to the laundry room. Obviously not the closets, you know, leave the closet doors closed and stuff. But if you have a walk-in closet, that's something you'll want to keep open, okay? So open and unlock any of those doors to the porches, the decks, the whatever, okay? So they can also walk out and enjoy the deck and take a look at, you know, the backyard, the pool, whatever. So they're not trying to figure out, well, how do I get out here just to go see that pool? I can't even get outside, okay? So make sure all of those locks are unlocked. And especially if you tend to lock the doors between the garage and like the laundry room or something like that, make sure that is unlocked as well. Okay. So yes, we've talked about making the beds, turning on the lights, open the windows, open and unlock doors. Oh yeah. Last thing, which you're probably going to laugh at me and go, what? Toilets. Close the toilet lids. Yes, I know. I'm like, the guys are going to like, what? No, seriously. Especially if when, now you do this for the open house for sure, but definitely when you're taking photographs, when the photographer's in your house, that's one big tip is close the toilet lid, like the top, you know, just close it so you can't see inside. There's no reason, no, just close it, okay? That's just another thing just to kind of close this up, makes it all nice and neat and everything, right? So yeah, so those are your five open house tips. One bonus tip I have for you that you probably won't be thinking about, but you might want to consider, is taking out the trash. Okay. If you have, especially kitchen trash, if it tends to, you know, stink up or whatnot, even if there's not much in it, just take it out. Okay. Bathroom trash, especially, you know, that one, yes. So take out the trash. Do those things to help you with getting your house ready for the open house. There's other things that you could possibly do, but if you focus on those five things to get your house ready for the open house, you are miles ahead of anyone else. And to make the life easier for you, your real estate agent, they'll be very appreciative to help them out in any way they can. You can always ask your real estate agent for other tips if they have anything else that they know. If you have an alarm system, please make sure the alarm system is off, okay? You know, those kinds of things. So definitely, I hope you learned some things with these open house tips to get you ready And I want to thank you for listening, and I hope you guys have a great rest of the week. We'll talk to you later.